Estevan, twin sisters Josie and Alex Andrist have long been teammates in the pool, but now they have forged separate paths as they have advanced to the next level in water polo. Alex is competing for the Cal State East Bay Pioneers in Hayward, California, while Josie remained in Canada and is swimming for the University of Toronto Varsity Blues. Both are in their freshman campaigns after taking a gap year to further their development. Alex isn't the first athlete from Estevan to swim for the Pioneers. Oriel Bill starred for the program when swimming for East Bay. Other Saskatchewan athletes have been there before, and Alex said that factored in her decision. "It was always on my list and in my head, and when I reached out to the school, they got back to me, and we got started talking, and helped me out a lot in getting here," said Alex. Her time in California has been great. Practices have started and Alex said they have been a lot of fun. She has had good interactions with head Lisa Cooper and goalie coach Calvin Kaplan. "Lisa does a good job of coaching and she knows what she's doing, which makes it that much easier to get something done, and Calvin is very good at correcting my shot if I mess up. The teammates are very nice as well." Alex said she has had no issues since arriving in California, other than the heat, which has been greater than she is used to. Alex is studying graphic design at East Bay. She said she likes art and computers, so it's an ideal program for her. Josie selected the University of Toronto because it has the water polo program that she wanted, and it also has a very high level of education. "I get to play water polo at a very high level, which is one of my dreams, and I also get to have a very good and very thorough education," Josie said. There are a few Canadian universities with water polo programs, including Ontario and BC, but water polo is typically offered at U.S. institutions, especially in California. It means the Varsity Blues games will be against club teams in Ontario and collegiate programs in the U.S. Josie has been really impressed with the Varsity Blues coaches. "It's been a different style than what she is used to. Her teammates have been incredibly supportive and helpful, and there is a very good team culture. I'm just going to walk into it and see how it goes. I think I should be ready to play some good water polo. I'm expecting the classes to be a bit of a challenge, but that's university," said Josie. She is also adapting to life in Canada's largest city. Josie is currently studying journalism, and cited her time freelancing for the Estevan Mercury when she was in high school as a reason she wanted to enter the media industry. The sisters said it's strange not playing with each other, as they have long been teammates with the Estevan Sharks water polo program, Team Saskatchewan and squads in Regina. They wish each other the best, but they know they will adjust. The Varsity Blues are slated to visit the Pioneers later this season, which means the sisters would be on opposite sides of the pool. Both swimmers are grateful for their time with the Sharks. "The Estevan Sharks helped me out so much. It's the club I started at, and it's a club I know I'm proud to be a part of," said Alex. "A question I get asked often in here is how did you start water polo if you come from such a small town? And I tell them it was the club in Estevan that started me on this journey. I have the Sharks to thank for starting me off on the path so I can be here," added Josie.